Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. And no obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you.
Tired, weary, frustrated? What would you be doing if you weren't raising children alone? What's stopping you from living your best life now? On Solomom's Talk, I discuss with solo mothers the challenges you face raising children alone. So if you're a working solo mom, dealing with independent children, insensitive bosses, weight and health issues, or even debt collectors, join us as we discover your path to get and stay healthy, increase your income, and live with joy and purpose. In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head above the water. So win this fight. Today I'm speaking with financial expert Howard Deckers. Hi, Howard. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Rosemary.
We're going to talk about money, a very hot topic at any time of the year. But before we do that, tell me about you. Introduce Howard to our audience.
Well, I live in Boca Raton, Florida. I'm currently traveling the country in my RV. I'm in my RV right now. I'm in Asheville, mm-hmm. North Carolina. And this is what I do. I play pickleball every morning. I do podcasts, whatever I'm asked to do podcasts. My life, I came from a middle-income family in Detroit, Michigan. My dad was working for a factory his whole life. My dad never earned more than $35,000 a year, but one thing he kept putting into my mind is, son, you're making this money now. You've got to save 10%, and you've got to put it over into an account that grows at a high interest rate so that one day you can be financially free. And I've gone through life. I've had a number of businesses. And one of the things I noticed that as I was making more money, I was still living paycheck to paycheck in my 30s because I kept spending more money on a bigger house, nicer cars, or whatever. And then in my late 30s, I started listening to my dad and that concept. My dad worked from 20 years old to 55 and then retired. And he's 96 today. And
wow.
He always invested 10% of everything he earned. Today, he has $3 million in the market, and it pays him $85,000 a year. I did not start his program until my late 30s. And then I started a minimum 10% automatically going from my checkbook over into my investment account. And so one of my businesses I sold 3 years ago, and then I got bored and I was financially free, whatever, between saving my 10% and selling my business.
So you gained your knowledge or experience. Your father rubbed off on you.
Absolutely.
Let's put it that way. Okay. So your father rubbed off on you by his own habits. I retired early, so you wanted to be that way. Tell me how that mindset, putting away a little bit every time you get paid, we often heard of pay yourself first.
Right.
So explain that to me and explain how that has affected your life, how it changes your life because you stuck to those principles.
Well, you see, the way it changed my life, I was no different than 78% of the people in our country. Even when I was making a lot more money than my dad was making, I was spending everything. I was keeping up with all my friends. I wanted everything. I drove Corvettes. I mean, it was like I was spending everything. And in my late 30s, my wife was always complaining, and she was right. We're just not saving enough money for the future. And so then it started going through my head. And then I said, man, I got to do what dad's been doing. And it's really not that difficult. One of the things that I do in my course is I teach people how to live off of 90% of their income. And I give them examples where I can actually find them $200 to $500 a month to put in a plan that they don't even know they have. So once you learn to live off of 90% of your income, it doesn't affect your life at all. It's just that we're not taught the concepts on how to start it and how to do it and where to put our money so that it earns 10% and then it compounds and doubles. I can remember in my 40s, I would say to my wife, man, I feel like I'm broke. And I wasn't broke. What had happened is I had created an environment of economic scarcity, meaning I was taking automatically, you know, $500, $1,000, $2,000 a month out of my checkbook, and it was automatically going over here. So I couldn't touch it when it was over here. So I didn't have it to spend. So at the end of each month, it was like, wow, I can't get this because I don't have the money. But in actuality, the money was over here growing to allow me to do what I'm doing today. Basically, I sold my company 3 years ago, and I didn't have to work any longer. I was so bored. I was bored to the point of becoming depressed. And I'm serious. And I'm the most up guy you ever met. So it was right before COVID hit. I figured I'm going to put a PowerPoint presentation for my kids. I had a 17 and an 18-year-old. I want to teach them how to become financially free. I wanted to teach them what my dad tried to teach me when I was in my early years. So I put this PowerPoint presentation together, and I went to my kids, and I said, I want you to invite all of your friends over, and I'm going to teach them how to become a millionaire. You know, how many times does a teenager have the opportunity for a multimillionaire to be showing them, this is what you need to do if you want to do what I'm doing. Yes. So I did that presentation. There was about 10 kids there, and I blew them away, and I blew myself away because they didn't know anything I was teaching them. And so then I thought, wow, this is good. So I went to all of my sister's children, and then I went to my ex-employees. I had my last company, I had 155 employees, and I was doing this live Zoom meetings at the time because it was COVID. And then all of a sudden I got done with the Zoom meeting, and I thought, oh my God, this is my passion. This is what I want to do. And so now it's morphed into a 7-module course. It's on the internet. I priced it so that anybody can afford it. And if somebody can't afford it, all they got to do is call me. And if I have to give it to them for free, I will. I don't want to give it for free because I really believe that people have to have skin in the game. And it's not a lot of skin in the game. I don't teach this to make another million. I teach this to help a whole heck of a lot of people and try to cover my costs. And that's it. I really believe, and we discussed this earlier, that a great audience for my course is divorced women with kids. And the reason being, as we spoke, I really believe that most households, when they're married, the man is handling the finances. All of a sudden, they're divorced and they're sitting here trying to figure this all out. So my program is designed, it's 7 hours. They can take it over a week, 7 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever. They have total access to me. They can ask me questions doing Zoom meetings just like this. But when they're done with my course, their financial freedom plan is set up and running on autopilot. And it's exciting. So anyways, that's me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And I really want to get into that because it's a big deal. It's a big deal for solo moms, not just divorced moms, but those who are widowed, because if the husband dies suddenly, that's an even bigger devastation. But I want to go back to our Dave Ramsey talks. We're getting an echo. So I hear Dave Ramsey talks about the fact that character plays a lot into how we handle money, but it also from your story is that our history determines how we handle money. One of the things you said before was how you help individuals find money. I like that term, find money, because a lot of times we say, I don't have enough money. So explain the one, finding the money, one, and number two, address the part where the more money you get, the more money you spend, because we want all this stuff. And that, I think right. that's where the character comes in. And I want to talk about these things because I know me personally, it bothered me for years. And I know it bothers other solo moms as well.
Okay. So the first thing is 78% of the people in our country are living paycheck to paycheck. And it's because we want it all. Mm-hmm. Okay. We want the nicer house. We want the nicer car. You don't know how many people that have gone through my class that had had $600-$700 a month car payments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me talk just about that. This is how I'm going to find somebody a lot of money. The first thing I want people to do, it's called money mindful. They have to understand someday in the future, I would like to be financially free. That's not going to just happen. Now, these people that are living paycheck to paycheck, there's no money at the end of the month because they haven't analyzed their income. Here's the first thing the person has to do. And this is part of one of my modules. And I go through a lot of these examples.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember there was a girl in my class. Her name is Yvette. She ended up doing a testimonial on my website. She had a $650 a month car payment. And I said, $650 a month. Why? She says, because I can afford it. I says, but let me tell you what you're doing. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to sell that Mercedes. She was driving a Mercedes. She was broke, living paycheck to pay. She was actually living with her mother, and she's 45 years old. Okay? This is what I want you to do. I want you to sell that $650 car payment, and I want you to get a $325 car payment car, which is a great car, just not a Mercedes. And then you were spending $650 on that car. Now, instead of spending $650, you're only going to spend $325, but we're going to take another $325 out of your checkbook, and it's going to be automatic every month. You don't even have to think about it. It's going to come out. It's going to go over here into a brokerage that we're going to set up. That's going to go into low-cost index funds at average 10%. In 30 years, I just found Yvette $700,000, because that $325 a month will grow to $700,000. Now, let's go to college kids.
Mm.
College kids love Starbucks. They love it so much, they'll find a way to go to stop there every morning and get that $5 cup of fancy coffee.
Yep.
Or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they go 4 or 5 times a week. This is what I say to them, and this is what I show them. I'm not going to take away your luxury that you love, Starbucks. I only want you to go twice a week. And instead of spending $100, by the way, that $5 adds up to $100 a month. Instead of spending $100 a month at Starbucks, you're only going to spend $50. And then I want to automatically set it up, and I show them how to do this. Take $50 a month, go over here. In 30 years, they'll have $105,000. So just in two things that these people that are living paycheck to paycheck will be $805,000 in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Simply by getting control of the income and control of the expenditures. Now, mm-hmm. another way I help them get control is I've developed a one-page Excel budget spreadsheet. And this is an exercise we spend a lot of time on. It's all plug and play. So they don't even need to understand spreadsheets. And if they having a problem, all I got to do is set up a Zoom with me and I'll take them through it. And by the time they're done understanding that spreadsheet, and it'll take a couple of hours, they can actually see their lifestyle and they can see what they need to do. They need to figure out a way to make more income, maybe get a side hustle, or they need to cut back over here.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing now is we're analyzing the income that comes in every month and the expenses that go out every month. And now, you know, so many people go in and ask for a raise and they don't know how much they want. They just need to know they need a raise.
Yeah.
I'm going to show them exactly how much more that raise should be. So now if the boss says, okay, I'll give you 25 cents more an hour. What's that? No
mm-hmm.
way.
Yeah.
I need $1,000 a month or more, and you know, I also talk about you're not going to get a raise if you don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. You got to go the extra mile. You've got to get your boss saying you're going the extra mile, and then you need to go in and you need to say, "Look, I did my budget. My budget says I need to make $1,000 more a month. I need a raise. I'm willing to take on more responsibility, but I need an extra $1,000 a month." And if he says no,
I have to go.
What do you got to do? You've got to continue to work, but find somebody who's willing to pay you $1,000 more a month. Mm-hmm. And if you can't find that, you need to find a side hustle. You need to do something to figure it out so that you can live the lifestyle that you want. Basically, I think that answers your questions.
Yes. Both of them. Yes, it does. And thank you very much for that. One of my biggest thing is that I like it when we, the solo mom, understand these principles and put them into action, because our kids are watching us. And so it trickles down a little bit to them, and they can continue on and learn for themselves. So I'm very grateful to you for doing that and for offering your service. So how can...
So really quickly while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
People can start their financial freedom funds with as little as $10 a month. So if the person says, "I can't afford to do this," yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not saying you have to put $500 a month or $300 a month. Get it started. Get something going over into your financial freedom fund so anybody can do it. Whether it's $10 a month or $25 or $50 or $100, obviously I go through the class and show them if we can do $100, it'll grow to this in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. If you can do 200, it'll be this. I even show them, a lot of people will say, "Well, how do I know, or what do I got to do to be financially free?" I go through exercises and show them exactly what they got to put per month in order to live this lifestyle 30 years from today. And it's really not rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people who are afraid of finances, I really believe that I looked at a lot of what's out there, things that are teaching people. The biggest thing that's lacking is the action steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we learn all this fancy stuff, but nobody helps us.
Right.
That's the difference between what I'm doing and whatever else is out there. I want to get you started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a girl go through my class, 35 years old, just 2 days ago. I helped her set up her accounts, and it was exciting for both of us because now she's in real estate. She lives in Florida. And she's got her plan going every month. She's doing $500 a month into a Roth IRA, and it's not like you need to know a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because it's long-term investing into the biggest companies in the world through index funds, and by the time somebody goes through the course, I touch a little bit, just enough so they need to know just what they need to know, and then it's just go to work.
Yes.
You know, it's really that simple.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you. And so tell us where we could find you when we need you.
Okay. It's real easy. Go to howarddeckers.com.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Deckers, that's DEKKERS.com. And everything's there. I have a half hour free training so people can see what it's like. It's a half hour free training. They can also Zoom me and talk to me before they take the course, or they can Zoom me after they take the course or during the course.
Okay.
And I'm available. This is what I do. I play pickleball every morning in a different city. I love it. And then I help people and I go hikes. I see waterfall. I mean, it's like
amazing.
It's amazing. And,
yeah.
And again, the reason I'm here is because I started a program years ago. I listened to my dad. You know, my mom and dad are living in an independent living facility. My mom's 94. My dad's 96. And all the bills are being paid. That's $10,000 a month from my dad's $3 million that it's throwing off enough money with Social Security and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
where it's a wash.
Yeah.
And it's all because he saved 10% many, many moons ago. And that's what we all need to do. We need to make money. Here's a real funny story. When I started doing this, one of my ex-employees, you know, and all of a sudden I started telling people I'm financially free. Let me help you become financially free. One of my ex-employees says, oh, whenever I asked you for a raise, you never gave me a raise. And now that's because you kept all the money. And I said, no. I said, Dawn, first of all, you were the highest paid person in my company. Okay. And I never chained you to your desk. Okay. You stayed on your own free will. I says, but Dawn, it's not because I made a lot of money. It's not how much you make. It's what you do with the money you earn, which is going to determine whether one day you don't have to work and your bills are paid.
Say that again.
It's not how much you make. It's what you do with the money you make on a monthly basis.
Amen.
That is going to determine whether you can one day be financially free or not. And every single person can become financially free if they have a job at some point in their life, if they're money mindful. And it's exactly what I teach in my course. So howarddeckers.com, you can get all the information you need on me. There's a link there. You can schedule a Zoom meeting with me if that's what you want. And it's when you look at what I'm charging for this, anybody can afford it.
Okay.
Anybody can afford it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And again, if they can't, talk to me.
Okay.
I'm not doing this to get rich. I'm doing this to pay it forward, and I'm loving it. This is my passion now. I love what I'm doing.
I can tell. I can tell. That's good. That's very good. So yeah. What is Howard grateful for today?
Oh, man, I'm grateful that I have two kids that go into Florida State University. I'm grateful. My ex-wife is my best friend, and we still do stuff together all the time. We're still holidays together, so that worked out really well. I'm grateful. I have the ability to look out. I'm in Asheville. I'm looking at mountains right now. Grateful that I can do what I want, when I want, and how I want. It's just like, it's so unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you bust your butt your whole life to get to that point. And you never really know if you're going to get to that point. But I got there and I lived the American dream. And I'm now at a point where I can just share my wealth with anybody who is willing to do what it takes. And it only takes having a job and being money mindful. And I am willing to hold anybody's hand to get it started and to get you there. And then you've got to be willing to do what it takes. And
mm-hmm.
It doesn't take that much. It
mm-hmm.
really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Howard Deckers, for coming and talking to us today. You know, you're so exciting. You just love listening to you talk about money. And thank you for sharing yourself with us. And I'll put the link to your website in the show notes so whoever listens can get in touch with you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
So we're helping people together. I love that.
Yes, definitely.
You know, we're both on the same page. You're doing this because you want to help people.
Yes.
You want to help solo moms and, you know.
Solo moms, yeah.
And I'm doing it. I just, you know, it's just like, why not? If we have the desire and we have the get up and go to do it, let's do it.
Yes.
You know?
Definitely.
So, cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
And by the way, one last thing. From here, I have some friends that live in Asheville. I'm going over to their house and we're going to cook pizza.
Oh,
so that's going to be fun.
You're going to make pizza. Good.
Hello, solo moms. As a solo mom of three adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life, to see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey, but it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward, create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling
+1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today and let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.